Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you and thank you. John, 3 John chapter 1. There's only one chapter in that 3 John. And it's our prophetic emphasis or the theme for the month of February. And as we know that God will never do a thing without first of all revealing his plan unto his people, he does not do anything without first of all revealing. In Deuteronomy 29:29, the word of God says, secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and unto our children forever. So, once anything is revealed, it simply means that it is settled. And God has revealed that it is well with you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
It simply means that forever it is settled. Everything that he reveals, it means it is settled. Thank you, Jesus. And so, John the Apostle was writing here and he said in verse 1, that's 3 John chapter, the only one chapter there, he said, the elder unto, thank you, Jesus, unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I loved in truth. He said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. This man was so much loaded with truth inside him that it was obvious that the people around him can see that this man has truth inside. Can it be said of you and I, just like our brothers came to encourage us about flowing unto others, our Christianity, is he reflecting? Because talk is cheap. Anybody can go and say, I'm a Christian. But does my life, your life, does it reflect what you say you believe? And here, they're talking about a particular man. He said, for I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified. So they came and confirmed it, that there was truth in him, in this man called Gaius, and that he walked or he walks in the truth. He said, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. He said, I have no other joy than to hear that my children, and especially his spiritual children at this time, are walking in the truth that he taught them. It will be the joy of any parent to see his child walking after the way that he has taught him. There is no parent that will go and reward his child and say, oh, you are a disobedient child, I want to reward you. Except something is wrong with the head of that parent. Hallelujah. And so we quickly want to look at the mystery of spirituality. Because if we don't have the understanding of all these terminologies that we use in the kingdom, we just go around and using them. Thank you, Jesus. What is spirituality? Or what does it mean that somebody is spiritual? Does it mean that he goes to church regularly? Or is religious? Or he goes around carrying the Bible? No. Of course, we know that if you are spiritual, they will not have to beg you before you go to church, isn't it? Because you will naturally want to go to meet your lover. But it goes far, far beyond that. When we say somebody is spiritual, and we also have to understand the fact that God wants us to be spiritual. We are spirits being. But it's not enough to be a spirit being. That spirit must be spiritual. Hallelujah. Every human being created is a spirit. We know that those who are born again, or who has given their life to Jesus, or who have received Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, their spirit is alive. What of the spirit of those who are not born again? Is it dead? They still have spirit. Because a spirit being, once it is created, lives forever. You know that. Hello? Mm-hmm. And so, when God created man, and he put him in the garden in the book of Genesis, and he said, dress this garden, replenish the earth, but he said, do not partake of the fruit of this particular tree, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. He said, if you partake of it, you are going to die. The word die there does not mean to cease to exist. For example, if I take this plant now, I cut it down and I take it into the furnace, it will burn and the ashes, and I can throw it away. You can't find it anymore. But to die means to be separated from something. And so when man died, it does not mean that his spirit ceases to exist. What happened was that the link between his spirit and God's spirit was cut off. Hello? So his spirit was still existing, but it was dead when it comes to relationship with God. Did you get that? And so when you receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, your dead spirit that lost the ability to connect with God was then recreated and connected with God. And you become a brand new person. Hallelujah. Amen. And so the Bible says that your spirit comes alive. It comes alive because it's connected back to its source. It's connected back to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Understand that one very well. So that when you are even witnessing to unbelievers, because some people think that, once I die, bam, everything ends there. No, it doesn't end. The spirit is still alive. It's still existing, rather. Hello? And every spirit, once created, we still live. So it's either he lives forever in the presence of God, or he lives forever in hell. Hallelujah. That is very, very clear. So if somebody quenches, bam, and dies, and without his spirit being recreated through Jesus Christ, then he goes to the other side where he's going to suffer forever. Eternal damnation, that's what the Bible calls it. That's not the main topic for today. But it's very important for us to understand this. Thank you, Jesus. And so we're looking at the fact that spirituality is profitable in the kingdom of God. Because when God created man, he created us to operate from inside out. Whatever happened inside our spirit is supposed to manifest outside. And that's why you cannot change a man from outside. You can beat him. You can even kill him and cut off his head. He can't change him. The genuine change starts from within, from the spirit. Like somebody said, we are all yearning for a brand new world. There is no human being that is not tired of what is happening around the world right now. Nobody is contented with it. Everybody wants to change. But genuine change cannot start from outside. And that's why you can lock people in prison and they still come back worse. Because genuine change starts from within. So if we want a brand new world, we need a brand new set of people to live in the world. Because what we are seeing right now is a product of the activities of the world, of the people that are living in the world. This house did not grow up by itself. Somebody planted it or somebody built it. If you go to ghettos, ghetto did not become ghetto by itself. It's that people that made it ghetto, isn't it? Hello? Well, at the same time, when you go to a garden, garden did not emerge as a garden by itself. Somebody planted it and made it orderly. In fact, the difference between a garden and a bush is just the orderliness of the fruit. Because the flower that you are going to use, spending money to go and buy, is a bush somewhere. Hello? So what makes a garden is because somebody took responsibility to plant it and organize it and in an orderly manner.
Thank you, Jesus. Are you getting it now? So if you want a brand new world, we need a brand new people. But if you want a brand new people, what do you want to do? Do you want to kill everybody and bring in new people? No. Hallelujah. To get a brand new people, they need a brand new spirit. And you cannot get a brand new spirit without being born again or through Jesus Christ. And so, if you want to effect a positive change, a lasting change, a genuine change, genuine transformation in this world, it has to start from within. Somebody was asking me one time, I said, Pastor, doesn't God answer prayer? I said, He answers prayer. I said, then why is it that our leaders, we were talking about our presidents, I mean, most of our presidents that are root in Nigeria, for example, is it because all of them are evil, that the product of their regime is terrible like that? I said, no, it's going far deeper than that. Because you cannot change a mouth from outside. Hello? Genuine change starts from within. No matter what you do, if you take a people that is behaving in a very, terrible way to a nice place, within short time, they will make a ghetto out of that nice place. Because it starts from within. And that is why any genuine change in the kingdom of God always starts from the spirit realm that manifests outside. Thank you, Jesus. And so when we're talking about the blessing, it has to start with the prosperity of your soul. He said, I wish above all things that thou prosperest, even as thy soul prospers. And that simply tells us that prosperity is God's plan for us. But see, we're talking about prosperity. What immediately goes to people's mind is, okay, having a big account somewhere that I can buy any car that I want at any time and whatever. Yes, God wants us to have the best, but to prosper simply means to have enough resources to do the assignment that you are given. To have all that you need, health and wealth. And so, here he said, I wish above all things that thou prospereth and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Your soul has to prosper. If your soul is not prospering, it will not last. Thank you, Jesus. And so, we believers need to give attention to our inner man. We need to give attention to the inner man, because there is no change that you try to manipulate outside that will last. It will not last. May God help us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Remember that spirituality is not religiosity. Spirituality is not religiosity. That somebody is religious does not necessarily mean that he's spiritual. Thank you, Jesus. That somebody is religious does not necessarily mean he's that spiritual. He may be just be full of activities. Just like we know that sincerity does not equal to reality. You can be sincerely wrong. Hello? So somebody is taking steps, thinking that he's doing God a favor. But he's wrong. He's not in line with the word of God. You can be passionate. That you are passionate does not make it right. What makes it right is that it conforms with the word of God or with the truth. Thank you, Jesus. You want to tell me that people that are traveling all the way to different nations to go and worship all manner of gods are not sincere? They are sincere. In fact, some of them are yearning for something inside them, because the Bible said that the earnest expectation of creation is waiting for the manifestation. So they are waiting, they are asking, because the way your spirit is created by God in such a way that he cannot have rest until it's connected back to the source. That is why no matter you place an unbeliever, put him in the White House or Green House, doesn't make a difference. And put all the soldiers of this world around him, he cannot have peace except he's born again. Why? His spirit was created not to have peace until he's connected to his maker. Do you get that now? No matter the security you give them. Have you ever tried some of those so-called great people? When once they are having meeting somewhere and they hear maybe be fire go, bam, you see they are shaking like vegetable. They don't have peace if they're not born again. No peace for the wicked. Jesus said, "My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth." There is this order of peace that can only come from Jesus Christ, not from any other source. Did you get that, man? And so, spirituality simply means living a life that is compliant with the word of God. And so, if you want to measure your spirituality, check it. How am I living according to the truth? Thank you, Jesus. And thank God, God said that the scripture is not of private interpretation. Thank you, Lord. I was trying to discuss with somebody during the week, and we were talking about things in the kingdom, and it started coming up interpretation to the scripture. It was when I was on my way to that meeting. You know, my stomach, even it got stirred up and said, "Ah, where did he get this from?" And I said, "Ah, no wonder. The devil goes to and fro looking for who may develop. How does he develop people? He lured them to start taking anti-covenant steps. And once they take anti-covenant steps, they open themselves up. Because as long as the blessing is cocooned you, has covered you, there is no devil that has the capacity to penetrate. Remember in the book of Genesis, he could not get into the man until he lured him to take a step out of the will of God. And so, when we are talking about spirituality, we are talking about enforcing a life that is compliant with the word of God. Huh. Thank you, Jesus. The devil has released all manner of people to deceive and tell lies. I was telling that person when we were talking about marriage, and he said, he was giving examples of even men of God whose marriage didn't work. And I said, that is not enough excuse to believe that that marriage is necessary evil. He was defending it. You know, marriage is necessary evil. Women are this. I say, yes, according to your own theory. But the scripture says, whosoever find a wife, find a good thing, and obtain favor from the Lord. God says it's a good thing. God is the origin of marriage. He said it's a good thing. So if it is not working, cry unto God and let him show you the way out. Not directly going out and preaching to people that, oh, it's supposed to happen like that. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Hallelujah. Amen. And so any area of your life that is not compliant with the truth, don't accept the status quo. Jabez looked at the scripture. He could not find a place where it was written that as a seed of Abraham he should be begging. And so he said, no, this is not in line with the truth. The truth said, I have blessed Abraham and all thy seed have blessed him. I can't continue this. He contended with it. Hallelujah. Amen. That king, he was told that he would die. And he looked at the truth. What does the truth say concerning the minimum age? I've not read that minimum age, sir. He then, with that boldness, Bible said, come boldly to the throne of Israel. He went with that boldness and said, no, I refuse to let go. Are you getting it now? So, spirituality simply talks about compliance with the word of God. And it is not about Pastor S or Pastor's wife's doctrine. It is about the doctrine of God itself, the Holy Spirit that wrote the Bible. Thank you, Jesus. And so we have to understand that. You can shout on a child. You can beat a child. You can do whatever until from within. Because Jesus himself said, he said, as a man thinketh, so is he. You can shout. You can even shout until you become blue. Until from within. Because God created man in such a way that he shares the same nature with God. And the most powerful thing that be is your will. Until you wait to do something, nothing will happen. Hello? That's the truth. That's the truth. When a man says, I'm after this thing, he wants to do it, you will see that every obstacle will become stepping stone to him. But if he doesn't want to do it, it's just like when you go out and somebody doesn't have a plan to go to church before, and say, he look outside, look at the cloud. I changed my mind. He didn't have plans to go before. Hello? That's the truth.
But do you have the will? Do you have the will? Have you released your will in line with the truth and said, no, this year my life must comply with the word of God? Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
What are we talking about, brethren? He said, I wish above all that thou prospereth and be in health as thy soul prospereth. Pump the billions or the millions in this world into a corrupt country. It won't show, sir. That's why all the aids given to corrupt places, does it make a difference? It can, because genuine change starts from within. Go and study church history. All the breakthroughs that we see in different parts of the world was a product of revival. When the gospel of Jesus Christ, when the light invaded such territory, it chases out the darkness. So, thank God for nations of Africa. And thank God for light that is coming. But we are not to celebrate religiosity. We are to celebrate spirituality. As a spiritual person, you will be accountable, naturally. Because Holy Spirit is an accountable spirit. Holy Spirit is not one that will... Can you imagine Holy Spirit taking salary and not spending it without the plan? It's not possible, sir. Because the same Holy Spirit moved his son to say that who among you will build a house? We want to build a tower. We not first of all sit down and count the cost. So you're not counting the cost. You just get salary on the 25th. Bam! ATM. Hello? That's not it. You are not spiritual, sir. That's the flesh that is pushing you. Hello, sir. Hello? So spirituality actually means living a life that is compliant with the world. May the Lord help us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, as they behold him, they were transformed from what? As like in the mirror. Let's go to that scripture. As you can to round off. Thank you, Jesus. I think it's 2 Corinthians 3:18. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Corinthians. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. He said, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a what? In a mirror or in a glass. The glory of the Lord. We are what? We are changed. The word change there, do you know the word change there?
Transform or metamorphosize. You remember your biology when you did the butterfly? It changed from egg to larva, larva to pupa, to whatever, to until it become the beautiful butterfly. That word, the same, you can call it metamorphosis. The same, that's the same word that was used there. That as we look at the word of God, as we look at the mirror of the word of God, we are transformed gradually. Just like Gaius in that third John, his life was transformed in such a way that even the people around him knew that there was truth in him, and that truth was reflecting in him. The same way, he said, as we behold, said, but we, all with open one, open face, not closed face, shine your eyes. As you shine your eyes and you look at the word of God, he said, as like in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, he said, we are transformed, we metamorphosize into same image with what? With Christ, from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. So when you live, when you discover the truth and your life complies with the truth, you will see that naturally. You know, there are things that I used to do that when I saw it in the scripture, I dropped it. Hello? Because I've never seen a man that goes to the mirror. If you wake up in the morning and you have all manner of dirty things on your face and you get to the mirror, do you just let go? Even unconsciously, you start removing it. Even animals. Hello?
Yeah.
Even animals, when they see mirror, they don't just pass by. They look at it again. Hello?
Yeah.
I mean, we've tried it. When we used to catch birds with cage, we put a mirror in the cage, and when those doves come, we look at it and say, ah! He tried to pick the corn.
You see another one in the middle picking corn. Say, I don't want to finish my corn. He enter. And the gate will close. So even animals, they don't look at mirror and just walk by. They go back there. But believers are looking at the mirror of the word of God and they are still going back the same. Something is wrong, sir. Something is wrong. You know, one of the most common item in a woman's bag is what?
Mirror.
Hello? You know, women, she will look at the mirror in the bathroom. Bam. When dressing, bam. If she's driving, she will still look at, not to set the car, is to look at the car, the faces. Because he wants to be like the butterfly to shine outside. Are we doing the same thing? Looking at the mirror of the world. I say, no. This anger. You know, when we're studying the message for the last week, I saw something there concerning Moses. Do you know that same anger? Because you know, we said last week that he went to the mountain to pray. Hello? He spent 40 days and 40 nights with God, fasting. When he came down, what happened? Temptation was waiting for him. What was the temptation? Those guys provoked him. But do you know that God already told him up there that these guys were already doing that thing? He still came back. He broke the tablet due to what? Uncontrolled anger. Do you know that it was that same anger that made him to lose this place from going to the promised land? And I said, no matter who is making me angry, forever I receive the grace not to respond anymore. You see, the word of God is water. It points, you know, it washes. He said, be ye sanctified by thy word, for thy word is truth. He said, ye are clean by the washing of the water, by the word of God. Without a word bath, you can't be clean, sir. Can you imagine how much million you can spend buying perfume if you don't go to the bathroom? He won't make it. He can only try to come out for some time. It will come out. Hello? So if you don't take one shower, that's what is happening. Many people are stinking spiritually because they're not giving attention to the water of the world. So we are talking about the blessing of Abraham. Remember that we said that in Deuteronomy 28, he listed all the benefits. But he said, if you obey, you can pray like praying mantis. If you don't obey, we still be at the back. That will not be a portion of the name of Jesus Christ. As we conclude, why do I need to be spiritual? Number one, I have to be spiritual because God's ways are not our ways. You have to be able to decode what God is saying. His ways are different. Thank you, Jesus. His ways are far, 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 far higher. He came to a man at age of 75 and told him he's going to have a baby. Somebody would have said, what are you looking at? When I was 20, when I was 21, when I was, what do you call it in Yoruba? I mean, when I had all the strength to chase all those girls. You didn't come that time. Now I'm 75, I don't have power anymore. What are you talking about? I bind you and curse in Jesus' name. You will have missed it. But it was spiritual enough to pick the signal that this was God Almighty speaking. Do you know that if you read your Bible very well, that same thing that God spoke to Abraham, he spoke to Abraham's father to move out and to go to that same place. But he didn't listen. You will never lose out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Isaiah 55 and verse 8. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 55 and verse 8. Let's quickly read that one. Isaiah 55 and verse 8. He said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, said the Lord. So you have to be spiritual to understand the ways of God. Because what God will tell you a lot of times doesn't make sense to the natural man. Isaiah 55 verse 8. It does not make sense to the natural man. He told Peter, he said, go, eat this animal, How can I eat animals? Daniel complains. No, I can't eat it in Jesus' name. I bind you. I say, I don't bind anything. It's the same God. Say, because the time is come to go to take the gospel to the Gentiles. And so you have to be able to decode or interpret what God is saying. Otherwise, you will be missing God. You will miss God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Because God does not just speak that way. He speaks the way that what? He speaks according to his own language. You are the one that will be attentive. He's asking you to invest in that business. You start quoting and say, you start quoting your understanding of economics. Hello? You remember in the scripture when that man said that the prophet said, by tomorrow, there will be abundance in Samaria. Bible said, the special advisor to the king said, no, even if God opened the windows of heaven, can this be possible? It's not possible. I know. I'm a general. I have the understanding of economics and war. And guerrilla warfare. He said, okay, you are talking according to your own. We are talking about the God Almighty with whom all things are possible. He said, by tomorrow there will be a change. And didn't it happen? It happened. So your ways are not God's way. You have to be spiritual to understand his way and walk in his way. And you cannot walk in a way you don't understand. Otherwise, you will be forcing yourself. You will be faking it. And when you see small trouble, you will run back. Hello? May God help us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Number two reason why you need to be spiritual, because God speaks according to his capacity, not according to your circumstance. He speaks according to your, to his own capacity to make, he can make all things possible. Lazarus was dead, was thinking. For someone who was dead and was buried for 4 days. You know, if you take a corn, a piece of corn, and you drop it in the soil, especially in the moist area, if you try to open it, what will happen? You notice that it's already ready in me, swollen to grow, because corn grows after 5 days. The blaze comes after 5 days. Now imagine somebody that was sick. Because when someone is sick, is the part of the body is already challenged. And then die. And then you bury him for 4 days. And somebody just said that life will come back. How? Are you a professor of whatever grammar they give it? But God doesn't speak according to the capacity of man. He speaks according to his own capacity. He said to Sarah, he said the angel, he said, by next year when I come, you will be carrying a baby. Sarah laughed and said, how? Even when everything was all right, when the fallopian tube, the ovaries and all the organs are working, it didn't come. When we went from hospital to hospital and the specialist gave us special medicine, he didn't come. You're not telling me that he will come at this age. You're a liar. God speaks according to his own capacity, and you have to be spiritual to get what he's saying. Hello? Because flesh cannot understand it. No matter, there is no training you give to your dog that will make him to possess the capacity to advise you the type of car to buy. He said, okay, I want to buy Toyota. My dog, are you able to advise me, or should I go for Volvo? It will back at you. Because it doesn't belong to that realm. Hello? You have to belong to the realm of God to understand the things of God, because God speaks according to his own capacity. Hello? He said he will give Abraham that land. You know, whether UN or whatever N, their decision cannot nullify that. You know, how many months ago somebody declared that he recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And so people are complaining. You can complain for you. It's not your trouble. The Most High, the unchangeable changer, the one that has all the power, said that is the capital. He said, no. And then yes, that's your trouble. Hallelujah. So you have to be spiritual to understand the things of God. Matthew 19:26, that's the reference. Because God speaks according to his capacity. Matthew 19:26. And another reference is Ezekiel 37:3-4. God speaks according to his capacity. Ezekiel 37:3-4. You remember the valley of dry bone? He said, look at my son of man, look at this. These were not dead bodies, ordinary dead bodies. They were not even decomposing dead bodies. These ones were dead many, many years. Ordinary bone. Thank you, Jesus. Ordinary bone. Nothing that was dead. And he asked him,
He said,
can this dragon live?
He said, God, only thou know it. He used wisdom there. Because if he says it's not possible, that's the end.
The word of God came to Mary and said, Mary, you are going to have a child without knowing a man. He said, how?
He said, yes. With man, it's impossible. With God, all things are possible.
God is coming to you now and he's knocking your heart. He's telling you to take a step.
And you're saying,
be spiritual. Hello? Be spiritual to pick the signal. Hello? Be spiritual. He told Abraham, after waiting for 25 years for a child, and that child is grown, he's grown up now, grown enough to be, a big boy. And you say, now go and sacrifice. He will pretend. Hello? He will change church. He say, that pastor lied.
I changed another church. Maybe I will hear something else.
You see, he was spiritual enough to pick the signal. And look at it today. The step of Abraham made him to be of relevance forever. You will take a step that will take you out of every form of challenge that you have been passing through in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Lord will reveal to you the step to take to your next level, even this week, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because there's a way that seems good to a man, but end of it is death. End of it is death. People will be laughing with you. I know. I'm a specialist. I want to help you. He has ulterior motive. And God will reveal to you because he knows the heart. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Are you getting it now? The God of heaven will reveal to you his plan in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. What are we talking about, brethren? Why do we need to be spiritual? We need to be spiritual because if you're not spiritual, it will be difficult to hear God. Revelation chapter 1, verse 10. Thank you, Jesus. Revelation 1, 10. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Revelation chapter 1, and verse 10. It said, I was in the spirit. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are we there? He said, I, John, who also, that's verse 9. Said, I was in the spirit in the Lord's day, and I had behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. John was in the spirit. That was why he was able to hear God. If you are not in the spirit, you will hear something else. So. Hallelujah. Because there are three voices in the world. The voice of God, the voice of your spirit. You know, you are a spirit as well. So your spirit has voice. And this voice of the enemy, voice of the devil. And a lot of times, the devil will try to mimic the voice of God. That was what he did in the garden. He said, did God say? You know, he does not have the capacity to create because he wasn't created in the image of God. The only being that was created in the image of God that can create is human being. That's why the devil can only pervert what's already created. And so he went and said, hello, did God say? Hello? And so that's why when you are spiritual, you will be able to separate. Let me give you another example. The same Peter that said to Jesus, thou art Christ. Hello? Moment after they were discussing, and Christ said, Jesus said, I'm going to go to cross. Hey, God forbid, Jesus said, you won't go. Because if Jesus departed, that time, salary don't pay for that. Hello? So, the same Peter that said you are Christ is the same Peter that said you won't go. But Jesus was able to discern between the truth and the lie of the devil. And said, you devil, get behind me. He was rebuking the devil that wanted to speak through Peter. Did you get it now? So, be spiritual. Don't base your judgment just on what the specialist says. They will tell you, you know, according to history, we've tried to check your lineage. Oh, this sickness, suppose you're supposed to manage it, it can't be healed. That's a lie. Hello? That's a lie. Because you belong to a new family now. He said, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. He said, all things as passed. So you are dead to the old you that was sickly is dead with what? The Christ on the cross. You are a new you now. Hello? So you shoot down the lie of the devil. Thank you, Jesus Christ.
Without being spiritual, that's the last one, you will not be able to obey God. And if you don't obey God, the blessing will flow, will stop flowing. Let's stand up.
Do you get it now? If you're not spiritual, you will not be able to obey God. And when you don't obey God, what will happen? You'll be walking against the will of God. The Bible says, whosoever breaks an egg, the serpent will bite. You know serpent? Serpent in the Bible signifies the devil. So he said, whosoever breaks an egg, what's an egg? A fence. So once you open up to the devil, he will come in. The Bible says, costless shall not be. There is no cost anywhere that doesn't have a curse or reason that caused it. He said, costless shall not be. So if cost is buffeting a family, thank God that this year God is revealing unto us the power that is the blood of Jesus to nullify every curse. That's why every Sunday and even at home, every day, we confess that by the blood of Jesus, every satanic curses in my life is nullified. Well, with understanding. But Bible said, curse shall not be. If you confess that thing and you still go back to do what brought that curse, it will still reoccur. It will come back alive. That's why we need to be spiritual. You can't go around and talking sickness. Oh, my body is broken down. My body is weak. My body is weak and it's just for natural health. It's not possible. Because you are breaking the edge by confessing negatively. You look at it now. You cannot be working on forgiveness. You can pray like praying mantis. Things will not move forward, though. In fact, it's like a cancer. I've never seen somebody that is holding people in unforgiveness that is ever joyful. It's not possible because the unforgiveness cannot live in your heart and at the same time joy there. You know, joy is one of what is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And once we have unforgiveness, the Holy Spirit will a gentle spirit. He will just relax. Even though he's groaning, he'll say, how will this boy or this girl understand this? Hallelujah. They came to Jesus and said, okay, how many times can you somebody sin against me and I forgive him? He said 77 times. No, not 77. 77 times. 77. Which means there is nothing, no sin that anyone commits against you that doesn't mean and that I'm not supposed to work to forgive him. If you don't walk in forgiveness, it means you're not walking in love. I normally say loveometer. Your loveometer is low. Your loveometer level is low. That's the meaning. And without love, faith won't work. Hello? So it's not about religiosity. It's about spirituality. Don't be religious. Religion is nonsense. Hello, sir? It's nonsense. It's just set of dogma. That's just following hallelujah seven times. Hallelujah. It's not that. So you can say hallelujah seven times. If you are not working according to the will of God, you won't get the results, sir. Because you cannot arm twist God. May God help us in the name of Jesus Christ. I believe that God is trying to shake us up because He wants to build us up. He wants to make us bigger inside and outside. And therefore, He's preparing the foundation so that because if you have a foundation that was built for two-story building, and you say, oh, money don't come, oh, I want to put 10-story building. What will happen? If you come down, if you come down fast. So the foundation, that's what they are doing in Lagos, they are killing people. They will see this one and say, okay, I just acquire money now. Let me just change it to 10-story building. If you come down. Hello? And that's why in this kingdom, you can never prosper above your level of spirituality, sir. That's what the scripture says. That's the land of everything. He said, I wish above all that thou prosperest and be in heaven as thy soul. You can have title, you can be a pastor. That's what you to do with title, sir. In fact, in the scripture, they hardly mention anything to do with your title or office. It doesn't make a difference. There are members that are more spiritual than pastors, sir. Did you agree with me? That's the truth. There are members that are more spiritual. There are members whose marriages are working better than pastors' marriages. So it's not nothing to do with the title. It has everything to do with walking in the truth. And you can't walk in the truth and be behind. It's not possible. It's not possible, sir. It's not possible. It's not possible. I've checked it in my life. I've checked the scripture. I've checked people around me. You can never see a true man that is walking in the truth as in behind. No. Thank you, Jesus. Let's not give him praise. Let's give him glory. Let's give him thanks. Because I know he's doing a new thing in our lives. He's about to take up yet another level. Let's give him thanks. Let's give him glory. Let's give him honor. Let's give him adoration. Magnify his holy name. Exalt his holy name. Lift him up. Lift him up. Lift him up. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. We magnify you. Thank you, Lord. We are so grateful, Lord. We are so grateful, Lord. Be glorified. Be magnified. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Thank you, Jesus. As we take the communion, what is the voice of God to us? Without the understanding of the truth, you can't walk in the truth. Otherwise, you will just be faking it. We need to understand the truth so that we can walk in the truth. And we saw something that happened in the scripture here in Luke chapter 24. You know, after the resurrection, we're not going to read the whole thing because of our time. Two of the disciples, they were walking. And the Bible said in verse, let me start from verse 12. He said, then arose Peter and ran unto the sepulchre. That's when they give them the news that Jesus rose again. He said, stooping down, he beheld the linen cloth laid by themselves, and departed wondering in himself at what was to come to pass. So that was after the resurrection.
Hallelujah.
He said, and behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem, about 80 furlongs. He said, and they talked together of these things which had happened. They are talking about the death and the burial of Jesus and the resurrection. He said, and it came to pass that while they communed, while they were talking to each other and thinking and reasoning, Jesus himself, he drew near and went with them. Now, try to get this, brethren. These people, they walk with Jesus. You know, Jesus' ministry was 3.5 years thereabout. If you are seeing somebody every day for 3 years, if you see him the next 10 years, will you be able to recognize him? Of course, you'll be able to recognize him. But this was a man that you saw for every day for 3.5 years, and you saw him. They arrested him and killed him. On the third day, he rose again, and you couldn't recognize him. That is to tell you that when it comes to the things of God, you can't see with ordinary eyes. Hello? And that's why you can be a professor of Christian religious knowledge and still not be born again. Because it takes the eyes of the Spirit to see the things of the Spirit. Did you get it now? And so they walk with Jesus, and Jesus, the same Jesus that they were talking about was just next to them. And they were talking about him, to him. They were talking about the word that became flesh. They were talking about the word of God. They were telling the word that became flesh about the risen word, about the living word. And they didn't even know. Let's go further. He said, but their eyes were holding that they should not know him. Did you see that? Mark that in your scripture. Their eyes were covered. Who covered their eyes? The enemy didn't want them to be free. Let's go further. You see now. Verse 17, and he said unto them, what manner of communication are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? You know, because they were sad. You know, some people they are sad, but the solution to their problem is so close to them. It's in their scripture here. Just like Haggai, you remember, the water that the lad will drink is just near him, near them.
But she didn't see. Until her eyes was open, she was able to see the water that saved the life of Ishmael. Did you get it now? They were so close to their solution, but they were still sad because they couldn't see. Now in verse 18, he said, "And one of them, whose name was Cleophas, answering said unto him, Art thou only a stranger?" See, he was even insulting Jesus. Say, "Ah, you be stranger? You didn't, so you've been in Jerusalem these 3 days. You didn't know what happened. Are you a stranger?" Verse 19. "And he said unto them, What thing?" He said, "What happened?" You know, Jesus is a very humorous God. He didn't show himself. He said, "Okay, tell me what happened." He said, "And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people." He said, "And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him." Verse 21 said, "But we trusted that it had been he." I like this man. "Who said it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done." Do you get it now? They thought that Jesus would come as a mighty warrior with sword to deliver them from the Romans. That was why they couldn't see. It was because they were thinking worldly. Their own thinking, their own reasoning was not in line with the will of God. That was why they couldn't see the solution that was so close to them. Now, he said, if you jump further, I want you to go to where Jesus said, verse 25, "Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken." He said, "Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?" And beginning at Moses means the first books of the Bible, the first 5 books. So he took the scripture and started explaining for them from Moses, from the prophets. He explained everything to them and said unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Now, concerning the bread. And said, as they drew near unto the village where they went, and he made as though he would have gone further, but they constrained him, saying, "Abide with us, for it is towards evening, and the day is far spent." And he went in to tarry with them. So these people, they still took Jesus into their apartment. They didn't still understand and recognize him. Have you been in that state before? Yes, of course. When you don't know the way to go. But how did Jesus help them out? Verse 30, let's read together. He said, "And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them." What is the bread there? He served them communion. He said, your eyes have been closed for ages. You didn't see the solution that is so slow close to you. Bible said, he broke the bread and gave it to them. What was the consequence of it? Verse 31. And their eyes were open. So as you partake of the communion today, I see your eyes of understanding being empowered to see the way to the next level in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So don't take it religiously. Take it with the expectation that the next step that I need to take to take delivery of my expectation, I'm going to see it. Hello? Bible said he blessed the bread. He broke it. He blessed it. He broke it. And he gave it to them. And their eyes were open. And their eyes were open. So I want us to begin to pray right now. As I partake of this communion, cause my eyes of the spirit to open. Cause my inner eyes to open. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, cause my eyes to open. Cause my eyes to open. In the mighty name of Jesus. Cause my eyes to open through this mystery. In the mighty name of Jesus. Cause my eyes to open. In the mighty name of Jesus. You can do it again, Lord. You can do it again. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. You know, in verse 35, he said, and they told what things were done in the way, and how he was known of them in the breaking of bread. You see, it was the breaking of the bread that opened their eyes. Their spiritual eyes that was dumb, that was blind, was open. I want us to touch our eyes right now. Thank you, Jesus. And you speak to that eyes as a point of contact to your spiritual eyes. That begin to see the things of God. I'm asking about Jesus. My eyes begin to see the things of God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I come against every form of spiritual blindness. In the name of Jesus Christ, everything that is hindering me from seeing what God is saying, from hearing what God is saying, I come against it, oh God. Let my eyes of understanding be empowered to see in the name of Jesus Christ. Let my eyes of understanding be empowered to see in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Do you know that when God put the man in the garden, he didn't give him chairs to sit down?
Hello?
He didn't give him table. Because the table was in the trees.
Hello? Did you get it?
He was supposed to see the chairs in the trees and bring it out. You have raw talent around you now. Things that are supposed to announce you to your world. But because you are unable to see, you are sitting on the floor. You will see the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You know, you are looking at that business and that company.
Say this small company of mine.
Don't say it because you are unable to see. That's what you are saying, sir.
Hello?
You are looking at your child. He's having a challenge to understand ABCD now. But that's a professor tomorrow.
Amen.
Hello? And because you don't understand, you start treating him that way. You are not showing him love anymore. Because you think that, oh, this is my child. See, you will see. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You will see the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The way to the next level. You will see the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
What step you will take that will make you to take delivery of supernatural health? You will see it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because when you are able to see, you know, when we are living in Nigeria, then they said, okay, you must have malaria every month or every other month because of mosquito. The day I discovered the truth, I say, I promise, I live there. Hello? Malaria disappeared. Because I had the revelation of what's it. Would Jesus have been having malaria if he was living in Nigeria?
No.
No. You see, you think the weather was always good when he was there in Israel? No. It was always good. You remember that the storm wanted to kill him and his colleagues. But he was able to see the victory. And he saw the spirit behind that storm. And he rebuked the mighty name of Jesus Christ. See, there are times when you need to rebuke some spirit. They are trying to hang around you. And you are just thinking, you know, it's normal. Because of the economy. It's not true. It's some devil that wants to bring you down. As you partake of this communion today, you will see in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Your strength, spirit, soul, and body be renewed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. However, I want to remind you that God loves you so much that He gave His only begotten Son for the entire world, including you, to be saved from sin and all its consequences. It therefore does not make any sense to spend the next minute of your life without accepting Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. God bless you. As you believe and confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior right now. Hallelujah.